Clock, so I call this meeting to order the Kirkland Community or the Houghton Community Council. Could we have roll call, please?
Georgine Foster, Bill Goggins, Laura Hine, John Kapler,
here,
Betsy Pringle,
here,
Elsie Weber,
here,
Rick Whitney,
here. So for tonight's meeting, we have the approval of the minutes of the February 27th meeting, and then council member reports and comments, followed by work program review, requests from the audience, and then the amendment to the Best School Master Plan will be considered for final action, and finally an administrative report on the Northeast 53rd Street Sewer Main Replacement Project. So with that, would anyone care to move for a dispense of the reading of the minutes?
So moved.
A second.
Moved in second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. So, any additions, corrections to the minutes as proposed?
I was absent, so I can't say anything.
I think
The record show that Bill Goggins is in the building.
All right. Hi.
I would say that if anybody else have any additions or corrections, I think that on the bottom of page one, paragraph or item four, I believe that when Georgine made the reference to the Port of Seattle having their monthly meeting on February 28th in the council chambers, I think that was to discuss it was something to do with the trail, wasn't it? You guys remember? I don't think it was like they were just having
a public hearing.
Pardon?
I think it was a public hearing.
On the trail, right?
Mm-hmm. So I think they were required to have a public hearing in Kirkland.
Right. Oh, and let the record show that Laura Hine is in the building. So
it's just like clowns popping out of a car.
So should we instead of what it should say is that they're having a public hearing on the Cross Kirkland Trail, would that be most... Okay. All right. A public hearing on Cross Kirkland Trail. And then I also noted on the next page, just to be nitpicky, that where it says Ms. Hine reported, this is on the second paragraph, reported the legislative sessions over and the legislation to sunset community councils did not make it. Councils should not have an apostrophe in it. And then the paragraph right after that, reporting on green codes should be capitalized. And I think that's all my nitpicking. Anybody else have any? Okay. With those corrections, someone care to move approval of the minutes?
So moved.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved in second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, minutes are approved. Any council member reports and comments?
I have one, Rick.
Okay, Elsie.
I've been driving past the high school the last few days.
Yeah.
And they have their new reader board app.
Yes.
And it kind of flashes yellow here, flashes yellow here, flashes yellow here, and flashes yellow here. It's very distracting. I hope when they are going to put up their notices that it won't be so, what do I want to say?
Distracting.
So eye-catching, maybe.
I can speak to that.
Okay, Nancy.
They were testing.
Yeah.
Was a testing.
It was in a test mode.
They're in test mode?
Yeah, but it is now working.
Yeah, I did a bad thing because I drove by the fire station tonight, and that, you know, and it said Central Houghton Neighborhood Association, and then it flashed, and I turned all the way around to see, and it's like meeting, and I was like, I was going, I did exactly what I don't want people to do, was I totally got distracted from my driving to see because it just flashed it, and then it moved on to when the date and time was, and I was like, what? And I thought, oh, that's what we're not wanting.
Well, that's what I felt. Hopefully the high school one is going to just maybe have that background and have its notice or something. But if it flashes like that from section to section, it's very distracting.
Yeah, I think that was just a test.
Well, even if it's just a test.
Yeah.
Any other council member reports, comments? John?
I do have one comment. It's actually a question possibly for Nancy. I know the Houghton Neighborhood Association had a meeting this month. Mm-hmm. On it was the topic we're going to discuss this evening. Also on it was a discussion about the pedestrian that was hit in the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
I could not attend the association meeting, obviously, because on the agenda was what's before us here this evening. Do you have an update on the pedestrian that was hit? Hopefully they're okay. Any information on that?
Yes. After that meeting, we did hear that the student is fine and was, I believe he was taken to the hospital and released in short order. And so it evidently was not the driver's fault that the student just unexpectedly stepped off the curb.
But they're okay and
mm-hmm.
good.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. I don't believe it was in the crosswalk. That is the subject of our discussion.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? The only comment that I would have is, since we have such a brief agenda, that if there was ever a time when, if we want to just kind of have an open discussion of any ways that we might function better, operate better, this might be a good opportunity for it. You know, dedicate, you know, just a short time to that. If you wanted to add that at the end of the meeting, anybody think that is that worth considering? Anybody
it
not?
Yeah. It is. I mean, I wish I'd known so I could prepare for it, maybe.
Yeah.
But if there's some ideas that people already have that we could talk about a little bit, mm-hmm. that'd be fine.
Well, and not that we're necessarily going to come up with anything specific. If we just brainstorm, and if there's, it may be just to say, hey, let's plan some sort of retreat and get, you know, to do something in more detail. But maybe we'll just add that to the end of the agenda so we can spend 10 minutes or so just talking about it. It's not going to keep us very late, but it's a good opportunity. So, should we do that? Add that to the end of the agenda?
Sure. Please.
Okay. So, work program review, anything on that, Nancy?
Well, there is. I guess it was last Tuesday, the City Council adopted the Planning Department work program, and Paul had shown that to you and talked to you about it last time.
Yeah.
There was one change that might be of interest, and that is that they will, or we will be taking up the Houghton Business District plan in lieu of the MRM private amendment request. And the MRM private amendment request was the, or is the Bungie Studios, former Ace Hardware near Park Place.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, that private amendment request was not ready to go forward and was willing to swap positions in the work program.
Cool.
So the Houghton Shopping Center and across the street, you know, including the area in Everest, will be studied actually this year. So, and Angela Ruggieri will be the planner working on it, and so you'll be hearing more.
Okay. Great. Any other questions on that?
No, oh, but okay. That'll be intense because I was part of the Houghton.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Nancy. Now we have opportunity for members of the audience to address us. If anyone would care to, please just come up to the podium. Give us your name. And your. The only thing that I don't think we can hear anything is if you're speaking about the North Star Middle School. We do not have the opportunity to talk about that.
Okay.
And I need your name and address, please.
Okay. My name is David Zeitlin, and I'm with Lake Washington School District. And it's 15212 Northeast 95th Street, Redmond, Washington, 98052. And just briefly, Elsie brought up the reader board. Just yesterday, I programmed the reader board. So there's that now actually signs messages at Lake Washington High School. So that was in test mode before. So your question is timely, and that has been resolved as of yesterday afternoon. I don't know, just as far as the student that was hit, my understanding also is the student's fine, was checked out at the emergency room.
Wonderful.
and they were south of the crosswalk, about 75 feet.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anyone else care to address us? Okay. With that, we will move into the deliberation on the amendment to the BEST School Master Plan to include North Star Middle School relocation to BEST Campus. Nancy, do you want to?
A brief report?
Yeah, very brief.
So last Tuesday, the City Council reviewed the file, and all of the recommendations in the report prepared by the Houghton Community Council were carried forward, except for the one regarding the specific number of students parking.
Yeah.
And that had been revised by the hearing examiner previously in her condition number 3.
Right.
Secondly, since a challenge was filed, the Lake Washington School District amount was lowered from $35,000 to $31,000 plus to be the total of $35,000 contribution. So before you tonight is Houghton Resolution 2012-5 to approve the project as granted by the City Council. And if you have any further questions, let me know.
Any questions? Everybody understand? Yes, John?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it was a teeny bit confusing for me to read through this. One of the recommendations was the changing of the roadway and the extension up 53rd Street of the right and left turn lanes onto 108th. And
where
that is part of the recommendation.
The recommendation of?
It's on the bottom of page 2. It just, the way this was written, it was a little unclear to me what's in or out. And I just thought I would just ask and make sure that that is being done.
Yeah.
And then I'm waiting for an audible answer. I just want to
verify. Okay, so are you speaking of the bottom of page 2 of the memo?
Yes.
For tonight? So item number three?
Yeah, item number 3, extension of the turn lanes.
So that is what you...
What we had recommended as
had
far
recommended.
As possible.
Okay, I'm just verifying that.
That is, yes.
And then,
that is verified.
Yeah.
Anything on the relocating of a bus stop mm-hmm. is completely now at the discretion of the Metro.
Not exactly. I can report a little bit about that, that whole aspect. The Public Works Department, Tang Nguyen and David Godfrey, have been working with Metro and have met with Metro and talked about whether the bus stop should be relocated or not. And at least as of last Tuesday at the City Council meeting, the items that they decided they are considering implementing are to install no passing signs so that drivers do not pass the Metro buses when they are stopping at the bus stops. Install a C curb on the north leg of the intersection to help drivers from to help prevent drivers from passing the bus. So, the northbound bus stop in front of the Seventh-day Adventist. Mm. That's where the C curb would be, and they're going to paint hatched lines at the crosswalk island on the southbound side to help prevent drivers from passing the bus on the southbound side. So as he's described in the past, you can't actually reconfigure the shape of that island, but they think that painting lines on the pavement will also be another visual cue for drivers not to try to squeeze in there. So they're going to have one of the rapid flashing beacons installed at the crosswalk. So there, that means that there would be a beacon or a sign with a very bright light on each side of the crosswalk and one in the center island.
Well, that's good.
They are good.
Yeah. Well, let me just
I can speak from experience. If they really, they are good. And, oh, sorry.
That's all right. I'm interrupted, but this is where to ask it. Mm-hmm. Will that be activated only when the buses are there, right?
No, only when a pedestrian presses the
cross
signal.
Button.
The buttons? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's really what we wanted, I think. Yeah. So if we,
it's pedestrian wonderful. Activated signal.
Yeah, that's
it's
great.
Just like the ones in the pavement, but it's they're up.
Yeah.
Their eyeballs.
And then to improve the morning traffic demand on 53rd Street, the city will extend the left and right turn lanes to approximately 300 feet from 150 feet.
Wow.
So.
Perfect. So okay. Is that going to go into the school property?
No.
It'll just reduce the parking on the south side of the road, up the hill for a little bit. So with the, if you could for me, maybe give David a message, David Godfrey, on the C-curb.
Okay.
For people who drive cars, it's never an issue. For people who drive large vehicles, trucks, and people who haul trailers. Yeah. The when you have a turn right and a turn left lane, you're squeezed already on your approach turning right or left. When you're turning right into that C-curb lane, you often float out so the trailer or your large truck, if you're driving a one-ton or a two-ton vehicle, you know, a construction vehicle, your rear wheel will run up on the curb, and to not do that, you can float out in the lane. Otherwise, you have to go very slowly, and it's difficult with all this traffic. It makes it even more difficult to pull out in that lane. So the location of that C-curb is very critical when you pull out and make a right-hand turn.
So you're
because
talking
it pinches
about
the lane.
If you're
not
on
have
50,
it come all the way out to the
yeah from 53rd
turning
onto
right.
108th turning right. Yeah.
So make sure that the
just
C-curb
be cognizant
is placed.
Of
it needs to be a little bit north of if what you're saying. If you were to just draw a line from the edge of 53rd across to 108th on the north side, you need that C-curb to be a little bit
north
of that line because of that turning radius for people with larger vehicles
right.
or trailers.
Okay, but the bus is going to, what's that going to do to the bus? Is it going to force it out a little bit into the middle, or is it going to, and then it'll have to go over to the bus stop?
This doesn't affect the bus at all.
And it might be that it has to be where it is, and people in, you know, large construction top, it's just going to, they'll have to creep out really, really slowly. I mean, it may just have to be the way it is.
Yeah. That'll just exacerbate the problem.
The traffic problem, right. So just as a, for him to look at.
Yeah, I think that's my least favorite alternative of the three things that they came up with. I like the stripes and I love the lights, but that C-curb can, those can have unexpected consequences.
See how it works.
Yeah.
One thing that they've said is, you know, these improvements will be made in conjunction with the sewer main replacement project, and they'll be monitored, and if there are any issues like the C-curb obstructing trailers, you know, they can make adjustments to that. And also, I should say that this is probably still subject to change, but they have had the conversations with Metro and determined that it would not be any safer or better to move the bus stops. And it's not just a monetary issue. They analyzed it, and if you have further questions about that, I would just recommend calling Tang directly. It would be no problem. Or David.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns? Elsie?
I don't remember exactly what we called it, but I'd like to know, you were the one that requested it, that the school district give us certain right-of-way to do a...
That was for the bus stop. That was to move the bus stop
back. Move the bus stop.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we have it covered.
Yeah. Okay, so
question.
Oh, guess.
When is the sewer main work going to be done?
That's on our agenda.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we'll get an update. Anything else? If not, then I would entertain a motion to approve the resolution 2012-5 to approve the project.
So moved.
Seconded.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Congratulations, school district.
Congratulations. Thank you for all your hard work and effort, and really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for explaining the new light system, too.
Okay. So now we get an opportunity to hear the update on the Northeast 53rd Sewer Main Replacement Project. Actually, they may want to hear about that, too, because that definitely could affect their project. What do you got to say, Nancy?
Well, I don't have a lot to say. I'm not the expert on it. I did include the webpage for your information. I guess what I'm saying is I don't have a lot more information than was in your packet last time. But you did ask a few specific questions, and I do have answers to those.
Okay.
So you asked what would the public notice be about the sewer main project, and I found out that there will be flyers, signs, information on the website, Twitter, neighborhood email, press releases, and of course there was the Central Neighborhood Association meeting on May 2nd where it was discussed.
Did you go to that meeting by chance?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And this won't start until August, right?
Yeah, August through October.
Okay, great. My daughter's getting married in July, and I just don't want 108th Street blocked with all these out-of-town people.
And your other question was, would the project be coordinated with the North Star Construction? And the answer is, of course, yes.
It is? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the Public Works Department has been in touch with the school district, and I think they're timing things down to very fine detail because of the need to get North Star opened in September. So it's going to be a push.
Okay.
So if you have any other questions on that, I just recommend looking at that website. That's the information that is currently available. And it's really no different than we had last time.
Okay. All right. Let's take maybe the next 10, 15 minutes and just see if there's any things that we can do to make us function better.
How about making sure we stay functional? Like, should we be doing any planning against
potential legislation? Yeah, I just wrote that down. Yeah.
Just maybe making sure more people in our area, especially the new people, know what we do. And
well,
so while that item was brought up, Steve Kasner is on the Bellevue Community Council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chair.
My office building is, it's not in their jurisdiction. Their jurisdiction goes down and has a little teeny bite out and then continues down, and that little teeny bite out is the commercial district where my office building is. So they drive by frequently, and they'll stop in and have coffee because after a meeting or whatever, and I'm working late, and they'll knock on my door, and they'll update me on what their jurisdiction is doing. I understood that Steve Kasner had coffee with Larry on Friday and was going to update us on some thought process. Mm-hmm. His purpose with Larry was, as Steve Kasner mentioned to me, would be to find out if there's a way that we could come to some sort of resolution without this just going right to the House and right to the Senate, and sort of prevent this sort of infighting. Steve Kasner has not gotten back to me yet. My suspicion is that he'd probably call Rick first.
The resolution to what?
to see if there's anything that could be done to sort of stop this sort of just going right to the House of Representatives to try and get rid of us. And Steve's thought process is from a Bellevue standpoint, he thinks Bellevue's collateral because he thinks Larry's really targeting Houghton. And to see that if there wasn't a way in explaining to Larry what Bellevue is doing, which is something we're not doing, but the Bellevue Community Group is trying to work with the City Council to take the brunt of some of the neighborhood issues, not Planning Commission issues, but neighborhood issues. Bellevue has 130 neighborhoods, and like 20 of them are active, really active. To see if they can't do some upfront stuff for the City Council. So that's the way Bellevue is approaching this, to try and do some, because, you know, it's basically a free group that they really want to work and try and help the city move forward.
Are they getting support from the City Council on that?
I think they're getting a little traction. Steve Kasner is giving me dribbles of information, was going to try and put some stuff together, and then I think he was going to call Rick and see if maybe as the two groups we couldn't get together and talk about what they're doing and what we might be able to do together. So specifically on the what we think is going to be upcoming legislation, he may know a little bit more based on Saturday. Has he called you by now?
He has not.
Okay. I imagine he will.
Okay.
Because
I also seriously question or seriously doubt that he made any headway with Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
But I shouldn't be so.
Unless he's a miracle worker, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, again, his thought was is that he really believed Bellevue was just purely collateral damage, and that Larry really wanted to focus on us.
It is
Bellevue. Mm.
I don't think that's correct. I think we're the focus, but I think that in principle, Larry does not believe that community councils should exist, period. And that's...
We're just the ones that he's most familiar with.
He's familiar with us, he's had experience with us, and that's why it seems like he's focusing on us. But I don't think that I'm quite confident that if it was just us and that he was somehow... that he would not he would exclude Bellevue from the legislation. I just don't. It's not just us. It's just the whole idea of community councils that he's opposed to.
Yeah. So. Legislatively, I don't think there's any way he could just target one. It would have to be the whole the whole thing. And so, Steve is. I don't understand if Steve is trying to somehow separate the two out, or if he's trying to come up with another way of. Sunsetting us, or another way of...
I think Steve Kasner's focus was that we really do provide some benefit. Here's what Bellevue Community Council is doing with the city of Bellevue.
I see. So he's trying to convince him that we are a good idea.
And that's what he's trying to do.
I see. Yeah.
We have a value that can be contributed to.
Yeah.
So I don't, with that said, I don't know if that's anything we could talk with the city council about, of anything we could do. Because we kind of do it, which I'm just going to pile on real quick. One of the things that our group did do, I think, was carry a portion of the load for the neighborhood plans. The planning group, Nancy, you might be able to weigh in on this a little bit, prepared sort of a memo of what they think could happen to fold in some of the annexed area, because now the city has a lot more neighborhoods to do plans for. And Eric prepared a memo, I think 2 months ago, presented at City Council as to better ways that they could work. I sat down with Eric about 2 weeks after he presented that memo, and I said, gee, I just want to give you my brain dump on what happened. And I called him and said, can I come in and talk to you? And he goes, oh, by the way, I just finished this and presented it to the city council. And I said, well, I didn't know, but I will read it and make any comments. I think it'd be a good idea maybe if you did that as well.
About what?
About
how the
neighborhood plan process was.
Yeah, comment on the memo that Eric Shields wrote and presented to the city council.
About what?
On what the plan, I think it's the planning, it would be proper to say that Nancy, the planning department, wants to do to make the neighborhood planning process more efficient. Mm. From my standpoint, it was horribly inefficient. Horribly inefficient. But,
but, so,
huh.
But I think that's something that maybe we could add. And then we need to also talk about how our little, how the Houghton piece is going to work with this neighborhood next door that you know a lot about that mm-hmm. I don't.
Everest, they're yeah. nice. They wanted Everest. To join us a long time ago. I know people that live there that keep asking me, why do we want to be in Houghton? Sorry.
And then the only other piece that I want to pile on this is that is if there's anything we can do with the Neighborhood Association to talk about why we exist and have them carry the ball a little bit for us about why we exist.
I think they're always happy to do that, and they have been champions all along.
Yeah, yeah, they understand. It's the people mm-hmm. that just move into condos and move into new houses that are not part of the, haven't been part of the area very long. Like when I hand out flyers for elections, I try to hit all those places because those people don't have any, right? Houghton? What's Houghton?
The thought that I have on this is that we talked with Toby Nixon, who was, I think he was helpful on the city council in trying to not have the city council come out against us. And so I had talked to him back at the time that we were fighting the legislation, and Toby said that once the legislature ended and a little time had passed, he would try to get together with Larry Springer and try to convince Larry to not bring legislation this year, this coming legislative session, and instead allow the election process to go with, you know, see if we can go through the regular election process, only this time around really seek out, try to get a real open, people literally speak out, you know, if they have reason, if they don't think we should exist, get it out there and really get a strong, they've never made a strong effort to try to convince the voters that we shouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. And
people
that
in the rest of Kirkland or just people in Houghton?
Whoever. I mean, but that was one of the issues, is that there really was no good public discourse about the whole issue and the pros and cons, and that should happen. That effort should be made before they try to backdoor it and take it through the state legislature. If they've tried everything they can through the process that the legislature provided and it's failed, that's one thing, but they haven't done that. And so at a minimum, the process deserves to be given the opportunity to really work through. And the other thing that would add to that, and that I think makes sense, is that if there's some mechanism by which the city can somehow have the citizens of Houghton be responsible for the direct costs of the Houghton Community Council. I know that John doesn't agree with this because he feels like the benefits we provide should, you know, are worth whatever our costs are. But I think that if we somehow can assess the people who are benefiting from our existence, the direct costs, then if they are not willing to pay that, and it shouldn't be a lot, I would expect
that's
that
we need to know, and that has never really been ascertained.
Yeah, that also needs to be part of the process.
I thought the city said there wasn't a mechanism to do that. Right?
There's, I heard that someplace.
I had a meeting, I think I mentioned this to you guys, it was a couple months ago, but I did meet with the city attorney and the city finance director and Eric Shields, and the purpose was to explore, because the city council had tasked Eric with seeking out whether there is some mechanism that it can do it, and the finance director thinks that she has something that could work. The city attorney thinks it has merit, but it's beyond her level of expertise, and she told the city, she said that she was going to recommend the city council that if they want to explore this, they need to engage somebody who specializes in municipal law to basically bless the idea that the finance director came up with. And it may cost a few $1,000s for that process to go through the review. And I don't know if that has progressed. That was, like I said, a couple months ago. But that, to me, would be a good way. If people aren't willing to pay a little bit for the benefit of having our existence, I...
Just a minute, Rick.
Yeah.
When you say a little bit, what do you mean? An extra $100 a year on their taxes?
No, I don't think it would be that at all.
$50
I think it would be less than 50 per household. I think it's probably more like 20. 20, yeah. But
even so, I mean, just setting up the mechanism.
Figured, you know, you can't.
Yeah, that would be part of the, first we have to determine whether or not there is even a mechanism that could be utilized. If there is, then we would have to agree upon, well, okay, well, how do we account, what's a fair way to account for those costs, the direct costs, that are the incremental costs of our existence, and come to agreement on that, and if there's an agreement and a mechanism that works, then look at what that amounts to, and I see Bill shaking his head.
Well, I think it's noise level money we're talking about, probably $20,000 at max,
correct,
what we cost. And if we have 1,000 houses in Houghton, yeah, $20 a house.
Yeah.
It's probably going to cost the city more than that to set up this new mechanism.
I don't know. And that's the other thing to determine.
It's noise. It's just a waste of time for them to even look at this.
It addresses one of their major issues, is that this is, you know, we're getting this benefit of the additional representation, but we don't pay for it. And it's inequitable to the rest of the city. So I just it takes that out, and then they can't say, well, we aren't paying for the representation.
I think the first step is to see what they say we cost. Mm-hmm. Let them give us an accounting.
Well, they did something a couple years ago that came up with a number of like 80,000 a year. Yeah. But that was when they were doing all the shoreline studies, and there was a lot of non-normal recurring costs in there. So, you know, I think it's probably closer to half that. There was one time when I thought it shouldn't be more than about 20,000 a year. The East Bellevue Community Council, they figure their costs are like, what, John, 5 or something.
Well, and if we know what it is that they're counting,
yeah,
then we would perhaps be able to come up with some ways to say, well, if this and this and this are what you're counting as costs to us, maybe there's some ways that we could reduce those costs.
Sure.
Right.
Totally,
without
yeah.
having to completely disband or charge people.
Right.
But just to have,
I mean, a lot of the cost of setting up this room and all of that, and recording secretary,
right,
and Nancy's time, of course.
It should be whatever the incremental costs are to have us in existence,
yeah,
not costs that they already have that are then just being allocated.
Right.
So
the extra duplication of packets and mailing them out, or whatever
whatever
those incidental costs are, then we can look at how could we reduce those costs.
Sure. Yeah.
Short of disbanding.
Okay, John, I know you're...
just a question. So there was a discussion about weaving in somehow Kirkland into this discussion about us. I would almost like to ask that before we have the discussion with Greater Kirkland, maybe we should have it with the constituents where we are and see if we can get the Central Houghton neighborhood and the Lakeview neighborhood to somehow meet on one night, maybe at the fire station, announce a special meeting to where we all can be
and
there.
And bridal trails.
And the bridal trails, obviously. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Good point. And maybe have the discussion with the people that are active in that neighborhood.
Kind of like the way the city council goes out to the neighborhood meetings and has their city council meetings on their
Maybe we turf. Should do
We could
that.
Do something. We could have a meeting in Houghton, Lakeview, whatever. That would be with an agenda item that would just be about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Open meeting.
Get their reaction about paying even $20 a year.
Well, even whether they think we're worth it or whatever. I mean, just so before we get to the whole city and the city council chambers of the city council and us, maybe let's have it with our constituents. I mean, I think maybe we should start there.
Okay.
And see what comes.
We need to not do it in the summertime. Because
nobody
else on vacation.
Be hearing that.
Yeah.
Other things.
Well. After 108 gets perfect.
This would be a perfect year for training.
So, like September, October?
After people are back for vacations and school's back. And
in session. Yeah.
That's kind of when
End
people
September,
start coming to meetings again.
Yeah.
Around Halloween sort of thing. Probably after Thanksgiving, around Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Cancun. What do you mean?
But they're going to Cancun in February.
Huh?
They go to Cancun in February.
Yeah. Well, shoot. So talk about trying to set up some sort of a joint community meeting in October that would bring together.
September, October, first part of November,
but after that it's holidays.
Holiday
yeah.
time.
Okay, so October or early November.
Yeah.
The only thing, okay, because by November, I think that they're already in the process of moving forward with legislative plans. Larry and so on.
Instead of trying, here's another possibility. Instead of trying to have one great big giant meeting, all three of those, Lakeview, Central, and Bridal Trails, they have their own meetings each month.
Mm-hmm.
And that one of us attend. Not the same person, every one of them, but, you know, one of us attend each of those meetings and discuss it and bring the feedback. And I think we could do it faster than trying to get a huge amount of people together at one time, don't you think? That's just something to think.
Well, I think it would, I mean, that would be easier on some level, but I think that there's something about the synergy and getting everybody together and all of us together in one room. It's something mm-hmm. that we don't really do. We don't really sit mm-hmm. in a room with an invitation out to everybody in Houghton to come mm-hmm. talk to us about our viability and what we offer and what we could do better. And
we have to find a big...
I think it's going to take a lot of grassroots if you're looking to get the support. And I think Elsie's got a good idea, and I still think you could do that and do this yep. joint meeting.
Yeah, maybe start out with the individuals and then...
The individuals could be just kind of to go out and try to promote mm-hmm. the
yeah.
big meeting.
Yeah.
Right, promoting at the individual neighborhood meetings
yes.
prior to
right.
one big meeting that we would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then follow that up with some yeah. town halls next year.
Okay.
So on the agenda ought to be the legislative action to dissolve us, what they think we should be working on to represent them, what they think about cost, payment that you want to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
What else should be on that list?
I think we need to make a sales pitch for the
yeah.
council. What have we done for them lately? What have we done? Why should they support us?
Yeah, I think so too. I think we really need to do our homework and have lots of bullet points and examples of things. That
yeah,
we
if you didn't have the Houghton Council, here's
all.
What Houghton would look like.
Yeah.
George Bailey.
Exactly. That's right.
I think that we should have all of Larry's bullet points as to why he doesn't want us, and then we better have some answers.
Yep.
Oh, get it on the table, right?
Discuss them.
Yeah.
Good idea. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do know that we had a tremendous amount of... Bellevue was in awe at the amount of people that responded in the Houghton group. We really had some great grassroots and a great response to the legislative issues. Mm-hmm. So I think we just need to do that again for the meetings.
Yeah. I just want to see us do something and not be caught in January going, oh my gosh, here we go again, because we know he's going to do it.
Yeah, I'd rather see us spend a lot of time doing that rather than waste our effort with this trying to figure out what we cost and how we can help make an extra tax assessment on the Houghton residents. I think that's
well. That can be one component of trying to address it. Yeah. I think I'm not saying that should be our focus.
I think
I'm just saying
we take the argument to a higher level with Larry, because Larry's hitting us, you know, these issues that are non-existent, really cost, and we bring it to the neighbors who live in our neighborhood and say, you know, make them say that they want us to stay.
Yeah, Larry acknowledges that the cost is really immaterial. He acknowledges that. He does say that to him it's the principle of one vote, one person. You know, that's his big deal, his mantra.
I never did figure that out.
Yeah, it feels like we've got a disproportionate influence over the city. So.
Yeah. We do. It was set up that way when we came.
So.
But if we wanted to plan these things, do we have to then have noticed meetings? We
yep.
have to do it here. Mm-hmm. We could do it in study executive session.
No, it wouldn't be executive.
Well, not if it's just one or two members going to a neighborhood association meeting.
But I mean, we need to, you know, planning our bullet points and our sales pitches and all that. I mean, I wonder if we have to do that as a notice meeting. Or
not necessarily. We could have a committee. We could have a committee that would be responsible for it.
Or we could have a retreat.
We could. Yeah.
Where we just kind of sequester ourselves for an afternoon on a weekend or something. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean
in John's man cave?
People together, Nancy.
In John's man cave.
You can.
Do that.
What did you say?
If the weather
well, we can
nice,
advertise we a retreat. I mean, it still has to be a public
and
meeting.
And then we can give them address of Elkhi Point, and we'll have it in Houghton.
No, Elsie, we don't. HCC doesn't operate that way.
Yes, I do.
Strike that from the record. Let it be noted. But as far as figuring out a time for this, whatever, you know, whether it's a retreat or whatever, what do you guys have any thoughts on whether that's something we should do in July, August? And
after July 7th.
And before August 8th. Because I'm going to be gone the 8th till the
27th.
Middle
of July, I think I've got
to...
Yeah.
Let me ask, do you guys have your calendars?
No.
It's in the car. My phone's
in my head.
Not the one that's got the important stuff on us at home.
Okay. Well, let's plan for the next Houghton Community Council meeting. Everybody bring your calendars, and let's try to get a date that we can all work on.
We don't have a joint meeting with the Planning Commission coming up, do we?
Yeah. On June 14th, you have a public hearing.
Yeah.
Next meeting.
Right. So at the June 14th meeting, bring your calendars and we'll plan to set it at that time, okay?
Okay.
That was a good discussion on that. Definitely longer than 10 minutes.
Just to conclude real quick.
Okay.
I didn't kind of get where we ended up with a consensus. Huh? All of us go to one meeting and try and get one meeting together.
We think we're going to work on some bullet points and figure out what we're going to say and a whole lot of things at a meeting and then to make decisions about going to the different meetings and having a big meeting, right?
If we have our calendars on the 14th, we can talk about what dates we want to see.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So we need to have this off-site to develop the material we're going to pitch, whether it's in one big meeting or in going out and doing grassroots.
You know, when we meet on the 14th, it's a joint with the Planning Commission, so maybe we'll have to use another room if we want to talk. I mean, they'll be in charge, won't they?
Right.
It's a hearing. It's not a meeting. It's a hearing.
Yeah. So, well, I know.
You know, at that meeting, because it's those code amendments, which I think...
That'll go fast.
You think it'll go fast?
Don't you?
Chickens and all?
Yeah, good point.
Chickens!
Well, the public hearing might go fast. I don't know if you're going to have questions.
Yeah.
You and the Planning Commission are going to have questions.
Not allowed.
But if you want, we can have a special meeting after.
Okay.
Just for Houghton.
Yeah.
You want that on the calendar?
Yes.
Couldn't we just go to a different room if the Planning Commission is going to be doing something?
We still have to tape it and everything.
Don't they have their regular meeting after the public hearing?
Yeah.
They very well could.
Yeah, I think they do, and so...
Maybe we could go to the Rose Hill room or something.
Yeah, we have the joint hearing, then we go off to another room to do this while they... And they continue their meeting, so...
Okay. All you're going to do is the calendar, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to talk a little bit and try to figure out what...
Try to get some dates, get a plan.
Yeah. Okay.
Set an we won't keep you real late.
No, I'm not. Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. So don't forget your calendars on the 14th. Anything else that, as far as better functioning or anything else that you guys can think of?
This is really goes to... whoever puts out the notices in the paper. I saved two of these at home. They came out in the Seattle Times, the notice for hearings on the very date of the hearings. Isn't that kind of strange?
It has to have 2 weeks' notice, doesn't it? 14 weeks.
I thought so.
For what?
I don't remember.
Not for a Houghton hearing.
No, not anything for Houghton, but City of Kirkland notice for hearings.
The
two
city
times in the last few months.
Yeah. The City Council doesn't have the... time periods that you do in the zoning code.
You're kidding.
Why
not? People don't have time to prepare for a public hearing?
Well, it just is different. I mean, it would depend on what is the topic, I think. Do you remember what the topics were?
No, Nancy, I probably shouldn't even have mentioned it without bringing the paper.
Yeah.
Gosh, I thought...
I'll see if I can still find
it. Standard that was standard, that things had to be noticed.
But I was just flabbergasted, because when I was looking at the notices, and I thought, huh? And I got up and looked at my own calendar just to make sure.
Maybe
you know.
It's just land use that has that...
Yes, it does. Okay. And the municipal code, you know, the amending the municipal code does not have the same notice requirements as amending the zoning code.
Okay.
Okay, well,
that's probably what it was.
Whatever it was, it shocked me.
Yeah.
Okay, any other ideas, thoughts, questions?
What would be the agenda item for that special meeting? Should I say meeting planning?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For?
Agenda planning, whatever.
Work schedule or something.
For
work program.
Yeah, we're planning a retreat.
We're planning a retreat.
Retreat plan. Retreat planning.
Okay.
Is there any way that I think about is there a better way that we can communicate with people some of the things that we're doing here?
And how to
think about the Neighborhood Association and the quality of the emails that I've seen lately about what's on the agenda, what did they go over, and I'm like, what, this is very informative. If I don't go to a meeting, it's very informative of what happens. And I look at some of the things that we discussed just on a neighborhood school that we just passed tonight about things that hit our radar because we had the time to stop and think about it and have a discussion about it. As maddening as it might be for some of the people sitting in the audience, I think we made a real difference. How do we tell people we believe we made a real difference? It didn't just go through the process at the city. We made a difference. I mean, how do we tell people that?
I think that's a good topic for the agenda.
It is, yeah, because, I mean, it brings up maybe possibly some concerns about interpretation and perspective, and it's just like, you can say, and then I said this, and blah, 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 you know, and then the guy is on the audience is going to say, no, that's not what happened. You know, I just, because of our position, I don't know if it's this, we don't have an official, we have an official recording secretary.
Audio.
And we have the audio.
Reports from sessions.
I mean, I would just, I guess what I'm trying to say is we just have to be very...
Okay.
Objective about what we did and bullet point it, but not put too much of a spin on it, because I think people could feel there. You could start getting into the realm of an affected elected official kind of saying, and then I told that guy, no, we're not going to do that, and then that, you know, that sort of thing. You just want to make sure it's very.
And we could still speak to process that, you know, that we provided an opportunity for different views to come out about this topic, and
we brought up the idea of having 6-foot high fences around the chickens and classical music piped in. You know,
well, what John's saying is that when through this process we do add something value added through because of it, then let's make sure that there's somebody that people are aware of it.
Yeah.
And I could see it maybe in the form of going. Having kind of an update to the Neighborhood Association meetings and just saying, hey, here's what we do. And it doesn't have to be that we do it every meeting, but whenever there has been something substantive.
Let people know this is a meeting that this was the topic, and if you want to know more about it, you can go online and listen to the audio. Whatever, yeah.
Elsie?
Rick,
publicize it.
Betsy first came on the council, she was a writer for something. She used to report some of the things.
The Kirkland Reporter.
Oh, yeah, for the...
And I'm not picking on her, but I'm saying that it would be... There's no reason why, if someone can do it, can't be put in a reporter after our meetings by one of us. Just, we did such and such, the Houghton Council did such and such, made such and such suggestions.
Are you volunteering?
No, because I can't spill.
She's volunteering Betsy, it sounds like.
Betsy can't do it.
But Betsy knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't do it.
Betsy would do a really good job with these.
But
with
I can't do it.
I like the way you talk about Betsy in the third person.
All right, we can talk about that, because that really does, that's something that would help our cause. When we do our retreat, we can explore that further, because it really is all part of promoting the Houghton Community Council.
Nancy would be really good at it, too.
The only other thing that I wrote down besides this topic is maybe any ways to interact better with the City Council and the Planning Commission. It's been a while since we've had any kind of a get-together with either of them. And I think that, I know for a fact the Planning Commission meets annually with the City Council, right? It seems like we should be meeting with them periodically, you know, at least every other year, I would think, instead of just letting it go until there's some issue that's really, you know, contentious enough that it causes us to meet with them. So I know they're busy, but maybe you could check into their schedule and see if there's any opening for an hour study session where we can discuss our mutual
We did that last year and talked a lot about...
In 2011?
I think so. Ways to improve communication.
Nancy.
You think it was 2010?
I'm certain we didn't meet with them in 2011.
2010.
I believe it was 2010. Well, sort of, yeah.
And then... I'll check.
Maybe you could check, and it'd be nice to just say let's not let more than a couple of years go by. I mean, every other year at least, let's get together with them and kind of have that.
Okay.
So check into that. And Planning Commission, do we want to do anything more to other than just having our joint meetings with them? We had talked about having some sort of a social event with them.
Hey, you're going to have our calendars so filled up.
Yeah,
there.
I think I'm.
You've Stop. Had just about enough of this.
Huh? Yes.
I will say no more. So with that,
thank you.
Meeting adjourned, and Bill, you're not sneaking out now, buddy. You have a commitment.
Hi, Bill. You can go for a
No excuses. Look at that look of resignation.
I know. Check terror.
Betsy, you're going to come.
Where are we going?
I don't know where we're going.
You know, we could go down to the Loud Rover, because the reason we don't go there on Mondays is because you've got the loud, you know, music on Monday nights, but not on Tuesday.
Let's see. Still down.
Do you want to come, Nancy?
No, thanks.
Gee, Nancy.
I
want
one here.
Oh, jeez. Hey, that's a bum excuse.
That's pretty weak. What about cactus? Well, we go there usually. And we could.
I vote for cactus just because there's plenty of places to park without having to park on a hill.
I think Susan likes a cactus.
I like anywhere.
Boy, that's quick.
Or we could go to...
Mike's off. Or Mike's off.
We can go down
to
the beach house. We can go anywhere we want.
Yeah, beach house.
Yeah, storm grown up.
You're talking, it's not going to be
real. Don't you get out of here without finding out where we're going.
Yeah.
Suspicious.
Yeah.
Suspicious.
Yeah.